This side of the tape is an actual self-hypnosis session, and we'd like to cover 3 points before we start.
First of all, don't listen to this tape while driving, operating machinery, or in fact doing anything other than sitting or lying still with your eyes closed and preferably while listening through headphones.
Second, don't expect to feel hypnotized. As we said on side one of this tape, just expect to feel relaxed. Hypnosis, as you remember on side one, doesn't necessarily have a feeling, so just expect to feel relaxed. And if you need to shift your body position to be more comfortable or attend to an emergency, you will be able to do so easily and instantly. You are in control. And third, your mind may drift from time to time. Some of the time you may be paying attention to what we say. Other times, your mind may be off thinking other things. That doesn't matter at all, because you can rest assured your unconscious mind is getting all the suggestions that you need to get. So there is nothing you need to do, just sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the tape. You will find with repeated listening to the tape, you will find your stress levels in everyday life diminish drastically, and your enjoyment of life increase dramatically at the same time. We recommend several listenings per week for best results.
Go ahead, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. We're now going to count from 21 down to 1. And as we do, you will find that with each and every count, you are allowing yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed.
When we reach the count of 1 and say the words, "Relax now," you will then find that you instantly enter into a very deep sleep. And by the word sleep, we mean sleep of the nervous system. And every time we say the words now, or deeper, and deeply relaxed, you immediately allow yourself to double the relaxation you presently have in your body, always going deeper, automatically.
21. Now just send your mind all the way down to the bottom of your feet. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow all the way up and down. Just allowing your feet to become very comfortable and very relaxed.
20. You are now allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow from the feet up into your ankles.
19. From your ankles now going up, all the large and small muscles of your legs, on up into your knees.
18. You now feel and find this wonderful relaxation moving from your knees and up into your thighs.
17. From your thighs on up into your hips, taking care of your breathing now, breathing free and easy.
16. From your hips now, on up into your abdomen. And with every breath that you exhale, you're going deeper and deeply relaxed. Want it to happen? Make it happen now.
15. You are now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up the large and small muscles of your back, allowing those back muscles to go completely relaxed, just like a loose, limp rag doll.
14. Now allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow up and into your shoulders.
13. Now up and over your shoulders and down into your chest. Such a wonderful, comfortable feeling. And with every breath that you exhale, you are going even deeper and deeply relaxed.
12. and 11. You are now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow down the muscles of your arms and into your elbows.
10. From your elbows now into your wrists.
9. Moving from your wrists into your hands and across the large knuckles on the backs of your hands, and then right on out at the ends of your fingertips.
8. It's such a wonderful, comfortable feeling now, and with every breath you exhale, your body just keeps on relaxing, deeper and deeply relaxed.
7. You are now allowing this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up all the large and small muscles of your neck.
6. From your neck now, coming up and over your head and down into your brow.
5. All the muscles of your eyelids relaxing.
4. All the muscles around your eyes relaxing.
3. All the muscles of your cheeks relaxing.
2. All the muscles of your chin relaxing. And with every breath you exhale, your entire body is loose, limp, and lazy.
Number 1. Relax. Now. Deeper and deeply relaxed now. All the way into drowsy slumber. Everything now just slowing down. Slow, slower, and slowest now. Hearing our voices coming in, our voices fading out. And just allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeply, all the way now, deeper relaxed, deeply relaxed. And day by day, in every conceivable way, you are becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. In doing this, you find yourself following certain guidelines.
You no longer fall back or resort to irrational behavior and/or habit-forming substances. You now know that irritability, shouting, fuming, and carrying on do little to alleviate the tension and are often counterproductive when we consider the potential for harm such irrational behavior carries for relationships with friends and family who must bear the brunt of our attacks. In addition, you resolve not to seek solace in the increased consumption of alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, since these only add physical injury to an already strained body and mind.
You're also realizing now that the danger is not in the stressful situation or experience, but rather in your individual reaction to it. Stress is precipitated by any change in the life situation, whether that change be positive or negative, since change is an immutable fact of life, that it naturally follows that so is stress. However, we definitely do have a choice in the way we react to these life situations. The key to handling stress and tension is in recognizing your own stress signals and then taking some positive steps. Although these signals are not often as clear as you might wish them to be, they can be recognized if a close watch is kept. Some common signs are irritability, increased smoking or drinking, insomnia, uncharacteristic physical or mental errors, so-called dumb mistakes, physical tension, nervous tics, more and more. You are beginning to be able to recognize your own stress signals and take definite actions to counteract them. At the first sign of these signals, you resolve to withdraw a bit and take stock of the situation and your reactions to it.
You're also beginning to locate and be aware of the sources that cause stress in your life. You're making time to take a close and critical look at your personal relationships with people both important and seemingly unimportant in your life. You include friends, family, employers and employees, neighbors and even casual acquaintances in your observations. You also find yourself looking inward and examining yourself. You're asking yourself some hard and searching questions, such as, do I make unreasonable demands upon myself and those around me? Am I inflexible in my decisions? Am I too rigid in my philosophy of life? You realize that you can minimize stress by learning to accept, to live with, and to take responsible views of your limitations.
You're learning to be realistic in your responses to the repeated stress situations you find yourself in. If you can, you try to change the situation by talking to and negotiating with the other person or persons causing or contributing to the stress. If the situation cannot be changed, then you accept that fact. There is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that this person should not or must not do whatever it is that he or she is doing that distresses you. It would be nice if they didn't, but since they are, and if they're determined not to change, then you must decide what is more important to you. The advantages of the job, person, relationship, or whatever the life situation may be, or the potentially disadvantageous effects to your physical or emotional well-being, whatever that may be.
You're also beginning to realize that there is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says you must or have to react to the situation the way that you do. You do have a choice. The choices may not always be attractive ones, and they may indeed be the lesser of two evils, but there is a choice. Depending upon the situation, you may then feel it more advantageous to leave it if the stress and tension it causes you are greater than the reasons for staying.
You are also acquiring confidence in your ability to make these decisions. Once you have made a decision, you rest content in the knowledge that you have made a wise decision. You dismiss it from your mind. You are acquiring confidence in your ability to make decisions wisely.
You also resolve to get adequate exercise and recreation. Studies have shown that people who engage in regular exercise tend to enjoy better health, sleep better, and are generally better able to cope with the stresses and tensions of everyday living.
Day by day, you become more and more successful in feeling positive, happy, relaxing thoughts into your mind. You accept more and more strongly that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether you will be happy or miserable, tense or relaxed. It's not external events that make you happy or sad, relaxed or stressful, but the attitude you take to these events. With ever-increasing frequency, you are able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are both necessary and possible.
More and more, you find yourself substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. For it is a fact that the human mind and body cannot be both stressed and relaxed at the same time.
And should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, and let's face it, we all do at times, you'll find it possible to relieve the stress and tension easily and naturally. And to help you with this, we are going to teach you a simple but powerful technique.
Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, all you have to do is close your eyes, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, picture and imagine yourself as calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. Then, to reinforce this relaxation, you say or think to yourself 5 times the word calm. Then you take another deep breath. Exhale. Open your eyes and go about your business. As you do this, you will immediately begin to relax. Stress, tension, and anxiety just fade away and are immediately replaced by calmness, confidence, relaxation, assuredness, and poise.
As you continue to drift on down, deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, you're realizing, both consciously and unconsciously, that day by day, you're becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. And you're doing this so naturally, day by day, in every conceivable way. To make this possible, you find yourself following these certain guidelines.
First of all, you recognize that in order to successfully conquer a foe, we must first be able to recognize that foe. More and more, you're beginning to be able to recognize and become acutely aware of your own particular and individual stress signals. And as time passes, you are successful in recognizing them earlier and earlier in any given stress situation. You also admit, openly and honestly, that you are experiencing stress. You do this with 3 simple words that you either think to yourself or say out loud. And these words are, I feel stress.
Recognition and acceptance now quickly leads to positive action, to manage and alleviate the stress. Since the opposite of stress is relaxation, you now find yourself more and more substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. And to assist you with this, we are now going to teach you another very simple yet powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, I'd like you to close your eyes. Take 1 or 2 deep, lung-filling breaths, and then let them out slowly. I'd then like you to picture and imagine yourself somewhere you enjoy being, a favorite place you find to be particularly relaxing. You then let yourself experience this place in your imagination, using all the senses that are appropriate and applicable. For example, suppose your favorite place is the seashore. In your imagination, you might see the stretch of sparkling white sand, hear the waves as they break on the shore, and listen to the soft cries of the seagulls as they circle lazily overhead. Feel the soft, warm sand beneath your feet, and the sun drenching your body in a warm glow. Taste the salt air on your lips. Smell the aroma of the sea. You then allow a wave of relaxation to wash over your entire body, from the top of your scalp to the very tips of your toes, relaxing every muscle, nerve, fiber, and bone between. This brings with it feelings of emotional tranquility, serenity, and profound peace as all stress and tension drifts away like tiny leaves falling from a tree in the fresh breeze of an autumn day.
Now your mind will accept what I'm about to present to it as if it were actually happening. I'd like you to picture and imagine yourself in a particularly trying situation, one that would normally make you uptight and create feelings of tension and anxiety. You know what happens at times like these. You start to get tense. You start to lose control over yourself. You lose that peaceful, contented feeling, becoming very anxious, becoming very irritated. because your imagination right now is very, very good. You might even be experiencing some of these unpleasant feelings at this very moment. If you do, then that's perfectly okay.
Now then, I'd like you, in the midst of all that stress and tension, to picture and imagine yourself using the relaxation technique you just learned. Noticing now how the feelings of peace, calm, and relaxation just wash over you, smoothing away all stress, tension, and anxiety. Noticing how all around you people might be uptight, but you are very controlled, very calm, very peaceful. Whatever degree of control or calmness you desire is yours. And you now realize that you cannot reason or rationalize or logic stress and tension away at the time it's happening. You can, however, imagine it away. Peacefully imagine it away. That doesn't mean that you can't react when something happens. Of course, you can get very alert, but to be anxious and not to be calm about things would only be defeating your efficiency. So for you to be a more efficient individual, you find yourself becoming a more peaceful, calm, and relaxed individual. And your marvelous ability to let go of stress and tension grows stronger and stronger with each and every passing day.
You've done very well today. You're beginning to realize and understand that in reality, hypnosis is simply a learning experience, a very powerful learning experience that has helped you today. And yet you want to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. You want to keep accomplishing. There are so many areas of your life that you still want, that you still need to learn. Although you've only been relaxing here a moment or so, it is already beginning to feel as if you are moving ahead. We are going to count from 1 up to 5.
As we count up, you're going to feel wonderful, and you're going to want to keep advancing. You want to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. 1. You have truly enjoyed these last few moments, and you know that you have begun the very process of learning and accomplishing. You are now becoming an inspiration to men and women alike.
2. Feeling good with what you have done already, and you want to keep moving ahead. It is beginning to feel as though you have discovered something truly wonderful. This is your discovery, and it can be shared by you in any way that you wish and at any time that you want.
3. Beginning to feel as though these last couple of moments have truly been one of the best investments of your entire life, feeling very, very pleased with what you have accomplished today with the use of hypnosis.
4. You're moving ahead now with confidence, learning, accomplishing, and succeeding. Breathing heavier, breathing easier, coming back, coming up.
And 5. Eyes open, take a nice deep breath. A nice deep easy breath. Wide awake, fully alert, fully back in the room.